Okay, 1212. We are recording this on... This is... Bert? Okay. The loneliness graphic was actually based on something I had seen long ago, which is the Endless Summer poster. If you're familiar with it, it's got the silhouette of the person with the beach, etc. So it's a, you know, that's in the back of my head, and that you could see that in this, in this work, there is a sense of scale and direction, and horizon. There is light and an angle, and all of those things combine to give you this sense of just how small that person is in the greater context of things. The blue, or that particular color blue, is meant to convey a very non-aggressive, medium-toned nothing. And part of my personal experience with loneliness, the way it manifests in a deep mental health way, is through feeling as though there is no one that truly understands you, that deep down, it doesn't matter how long you try to find a person to connect with that could look you deep in the eye and go, I get it. I just understand you. I understand everything. And that loneliness creeps up because you really feel alone inside your illness. That's probably the best way to describe it. You feel alone inside your illness. So, if we're out at the supermarket, we're out in public, anywhere outside of the home, you know, public spaces, we can be in those spaces and still have this deep, deep sense of loneliness. I've had conversations with the nicest people, the kindest people, and yet, you know, 20 minutes later, after, you know, a 20-minute conversation, I walk away, bang, it's there. It's, you know, the conversation is a distraction from the feeling, you know, in the moment. But big picture, you know, the loneliness is there. And again, you're alone inside your illness. And another meaning to that is you feel like you're the only one that feels the way you do. I certainly have felt that a lot. primarily because, honestly, everyone is unique. Everyone biochemically is different. Everyone's environment is different. Everyone's upbringing is different. There are so many variables at play, and they are all different for each individual. And they all conspire to contribute to that person's experience of this existence, this trip around the sun on the planet Earth. So what I'm getting at is that feeling of loneliness. I can have deep, deep loneliness, but not necessarily have deep, deep depression. So it can, deep loneliness can make me feel depressed, but it's not necessarily I have to have one really deep, to have one at all, or or have it in equal amounts or whatever. You know, you can have, at least in my experience, any one of, you know, you can have just a symptom be dominant for a week, 2 weeks, a month, and just be in that space. Again, every situation is unique. And I would actually submit that everyone's experience of loneliness in the way that I describe it, which is that loneliness when you're outside with people or in crowds, like being at the supermarket, etc., you still feel alone, as if you are isolated and apart from everyone. So I'm curious to hear what other people who have had the kind of loneliness that I'm talking about and I'm expressing in this piece. I would love to hear about your experience. Thanks for taking the time to listen this far. I'm grateful and I appreciate you. Be well and take good care.